Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the best of the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. A question. What do Dr. Jill Biden and Nancy Reagan have in common? The answer, a lot. On March 30th, 1981, barely 2 months into his first term, President Ronald Reagan was shot and nearly killed by would-be assassin John Hinckley, who remains in prison. As chronicled in my book, Killing Reagan, First Lady Nancy quickly became the healing president's gatekeeper. She was feared, but not because of policy. Nancy Reagan did not have anything to do with policy. She kept people away from President Reagan, including some of his staff members. For 8 years, even after Ronald Reagan recovered, Nancy Reagan was the second most powerful person in the White House. Now, compare this to today. We have a similar situation because President Biden depends heavily on Jill Biden. But there have been no reports that Mrs. Biden is feared. And like Nancy Reagan, she does not get involved with policy. However, she is the last word on who sees her husband, the president. Here's how it breaks down. Jill and Joe Biden have breakfast every morning. They go over the schedule, which is usually light. We do the schedule every day on the No Spin News, which you can see on BillO'Reilly.com. And it is unusual to have more than three events for Mr. Biden per day. Jill Biden goes over what her husband will do. She tells him, you're going to see this person this hour, that person this time, like that. Then she checks in throughout the day about how he is feeling and how things are going. If she senses Mr. Biden is tired or not feeling well for any reason, Jill Biden can shut down the schedule. Jill Biden, very powerful.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden loves to say, here's the deal. But very often the actual deal is nowhere near Mr. Biden's capacity to understand it. Take the Russian swap. It was maddening watching the TV pundits yodel, Biden left Paul Whelan behind. He's a Michigan man who's languished in a Russian prison 4 years, convicted of espionage. The sad truth is that Joe Biden has absolutely no leverage with Putin whatsoever. I believe Biden is tied with Rapunzel on Putin's fear list. So if Washington wants Mr. Whalen and basketball player Brittany Griner released from confinement, Putin dictates all the terms. Take it or leave it. With no options, Biden took Ms. Griner in return for freeing a brutal Russian arms merchant who was 14 years in American custody. When a radio interviewer asked me why Biden abandoned Mr. Whalen, I simply said that short of war, the U.S. government cannot force Putin to do anything. Trump couldn't even get Paul Whalen released. So that's the deal, and Putin gets the win. Although Biden gets progressive cred because Ms. Griner is an African-American lesbian feminist, all the boxes. However, in the biggest deal sweepstakes, the welfare of America, Joe Biden is making incredibly bad choices. A few months ago, I wrote about the plan, which is attached to the deal. Mr. Biden is completely under the influence of the progressive left, which controls the Democratic Party through massive donations from the likes of George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg. The radicals have bought not only Biden, but Schumer and Pelosi as well. There's little opposition on the left to the extremists, no matter how destructive their proposals are. Think open borders. Most foreign nationals have zero ties to traditional America, so let's flood the zone with them. That fits right into the plan, which is to change America into a brand new green country where the federal government runs the vast economic engine and dictates who gets what. Call it eco-socialism. In order to make that happen, younger Americans and immigrants have to buy into the concept that the USA is and always has been a racist nation bent on harming minorities and destroying the planet by using fossil fuels. That is the main play. America must disavow its traditions and change everything, including capitalism. No opposition is allowed, especially if you work in film, TV, or academia. The plan has been remarkably successful because the corporate media is largely on board and a weak president has no clue. Now, at this point, I don't know who's going to win the Civil War. I didn't anticipate the Biden-induced border collapse. But I do know most Americans have no idea what the stakes really are, a tremendous loss of personal freedom. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com for more honest news. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The United States Constitution, unique among all nations on earth, apart from outlining the responsibilities given to the American government, it specifically lists things the feds cannot do to private citizens. Chief among them, violate freedom of speech, religion, press, and the right to self-protection with a gun. The Second Amendment states, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, unquote. The history behind the amendment dates all the way back to the Revolution. During the Revolutionary War, a militia referred to groups of men who banded together to protect their communities, towns, colonies, and eventually states. At the time, most people in America believed that governments in general used soldiers to oppress their own people. So the wisdom was that the central government in the new United States should only be allowed to raise an army when facing foreign adversaries. For all other purposes, safety should be provided by ordinary citizens themselves using their own weapons. Now, that is key to understanding the debate today. 40% of Americans now live in a household with at least one firearm. 30% own a gun. When asked by Gallup, 63% say they own a weapon for personal protection or to protect a small business. After abortion, guns are the most divisive issue in American politics. Half of the voters want more restrictive gun laws. The other half want less regulations on firearms. And here's something else you might not know. Our Second Amendment inspired other countries around the world to provide their citizens with the right to own guns. Bolivia, Costa Rica, Colombia, Honduras, Nicaragua, Liberia, Guatemala, and Mexico all passed those laws. However, all of those countries, excluding Mexico and Guatemala, have since rescinded the gun laws, the right to bear arms. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.